President's statement did actually set only a process of negotiation from government side, but it lacked one principle of giving clear direction on which kind of negotiation should the government side put, especially in an event that they had not even put any tangible proposal to allay the crisis which is already on hand. So our commitment to this is that we availed ourselves today into Parliament before the Parliamentary Chairman Select Committee on Education, Science and Technology, and the Minister for Education was there, the Minister for Labour was there, the Kenya National Union of Teachers was there, represented by the National Chairman and a host of other leaders. Kenya Union of Post-Primary Teachers, KUPPET, were also present. And what amazed us is that the key figure from the government side, who is the Minister for Finance, did excuse himself in the morning session that he would be available at 3 p.m. today. But when we went back for that meeting, even after we had gone through the basics of isolating the issues on pay dispute, the Minister for Finance and anybody from the Finance Department did not show up. This is a clear manifestation that the President himself did not give sufficient instruction to his minister, especially whom he knows is so key to this debate and this crisis, to be present at the meeting.
Missouri, a member of parliament has proposed that salaries of MPs should be cut to help pay for the pay raise for teachers. Do you share that view?
That view cannot be shared because many of our parliamentarians are only talkers. They have double speak and double standards in dealing with issues, especially when a crisis of this magnitude now arises. They want to play populist approach to the issue at heart. What is happening is that our parliamentarians earn a lot of money, and they don't want, even when this issue was coming up, the Speaker of the National Assembly did indicate that the members of parliament are being paid peanuts. And the peanuts there, we are also aware that in the entire Commonwealth and any other parts of the world, Kenyan members of parliament are better paid than many of them. So I don't share the view that they are sincere in proposing that they should cut their salaries.
Some critics have said that teachers in the country should be concerned about students who are preparing for their exams and that their preparation will be hampered because of this ongoing strike that you have embarked upon. How do you respond to such statements?
It is true that teachers' action for industrial action in this manner has really affected learning and especially the forthcoming exams. But it is an overstatement or understatement in the circumstance, because the whole education process, when we go on strike in January, for example, the newcomers to school, especially beginners, will have to be affected. So in our state, the right of the child is critically intertwined with the right of the teacher. If you make a teacher to go to a class to prepare candidates when he is not properly or she is not properly motivated, then the circumstance is that proper education is not taking place. What I would wish to emphasize at this moment is that you realize that the university lecturers are also on strike, and it is at the beginning of the semester of the universities. Does it mean that we are so unrealistic, and the universities are realistic because they have started their strike at the beginning of the term when parents have released their children to school, to colleges and so on, and now they are being sent home, and all their term dates are being changed simply because their lecturers are dissatisfied with the emoluments that they are derived from their institutions.
Last time you had discussions or negotiations with the government, the negotiations broke down. So where do you stand now?
The problem with this, our government, is that it is not sincere. It is not honest, especially in handling issues like this one for pay. Remember, we have got a new commission called the Salaries and Remuneration Commission. The Minister of State in charge of public service went ahead and gazetted pay rise for other public servants, excluding teachers and lecturers of public universities. So you realize that we have got institutions which are not respected. So this is a government which does not even respect the rule of law. They break the law here, and they want the teachers now to follow the law. So this is where the problem is.